The name of this biblical teaching is The Strong Delusion Revealed. What is the strong delusion of 2 Thessalonians 2 verse 11? How and where will the Antichrist manifest himself as God to the entire world? Let's examine these questions in detail. I ask that you please listen to this entire broadcast in detail and examine all the evidence before making your final decision. Then pray after listening to this broadcast, to seek the truth. In our online article and radio broadcast with the title of, Will a Third Jewish Temple Be Built on the Temple Mount?, we proved from the Bible that there is no way that the Jews will build such a temple, but rather that the temple that the Son of Perdition, the Antichrist, will sit in, is the temple of God in heaven. Therefore, it's important that you read that article at isawthelightministries.com/temple.html in order to understand the real meaning of the strong delusion. In this segment today, we go beyond the proof that the temple of God is in heaven, and prove that the son of perdition Antichrist is a fallen angel who will wage war in heaven as Satan did and will be seen in the sky all across the world, thereby causing all the world to worship him as God. I understand that this sounds very strange and far-fetched. Yet I will prove it beyond any doubt in the Holy Scriptures. Please listen to this entire explanation and also read the article Will a Third Jewish Temple Be Built on the Temple Mount, before you make your decision about whether this is false or true. Please don't make a hasty and ignorant decision without examining all of the evidence, just because you think that you already know the truth. 2 Thessalonians 2 verse 4. Who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, shewing himself that he is God. Very clearly, this verse is speaking about the son of perdition, the one most people call the Antichrist. He exalts himself above all that is called God. That means he exalts himself above Allah and all other so-called gods. That would include exalting himself even above Satan. The devil is called the god of this world. 2 Corinthians 4 verse 4. In whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. The son of perdition will sit in the temple of God, shewing himself as God. But does this verse say that this temple is on earth? No. We cannot assume it's on earth. We cannot add to scripture and say this is on earth. Where is the temple of God? According to Scripture, Revelation 11 verse 19, it is in heaven. Therefore the son of perdition, as the fallen angel that he is, as I will prove, will enter heaven and wage war with the good angels and will momentarily sit in the seat of God. Revelation 12 verses 7 to 9. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels, and prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent, called the devil, and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Revelation 12 verses 7 to 9 is clearly a war in heaven just before the great tribulation. Notice verse 12, it clearly shows that this war occurs just before the great tribulation. The devil and his fallen angels will wage war in heaven. Why? What is their purpose of fighting in heaven? Of course, it is to try to overthrow God. To sit in God's seat. Of course they do not prevail at removing God from power. And of course this is a very blasphemous thing that they do. Of course God will not allow this rebellion to last long. He will throw them out of heaven. But for a brief moment, the Almighty will allow the son of perdition, who is a fallen angel, an archangel of the devil, to very briefly sit in the seat, just to expose the angel as being extremely evil and wicked. Do I have another verse to back this up? Yes. Ezekiel 28 verse 1 and 2. The word of the Lord came again unto me, saying, Son of man, say unto the prince of Tyrus, Thus saith the Lord God, because thine heart is lifted up, and thou hast said, I am a God, I sit in the seat of God, in the midst of the seas, yet thou art a man, and not God, though thou set thine heart as the heart of God. Ezekiel 28 is speaking about King Nebuchadnezzar was the human king of Tyrus during Ezekiel's lifetime. King Nebuchadnezzar's reign over the city of Tyrus was replaced with the reign of the king of Persia, then Alexander the Great, then Antiochus Epiphanes who was the king of Syria and Tyrus who was the foreshadowing of the end-time son of perdition who will sit in the seat of God, in the temple of God trying to exalt himself. The end-time son of perdition will also be the king of Tyrus, which is a city now in Lebanon. Ezekiel 28 is a foreshadowing of the end-time war in heaven and the end-time son of perdition. It is also speaking about the devil and his angels and the first fall. Ezekiel is not only speaking about events on earth in Ezekiel's lifetime and during the end times, but also concerning the fall of Satan. The devil or his angel, actually did sit in God's seat. Verse 2, I am a God, I sit in the seat of God. Read the entire chapter to see that it is talking about when Satan first rebelled against God and there was a war in heaven and he was thrown down to the earth. Revelation 12 verse 4 is speaking about Ezekiel 28. Revelation 12 verse 7 to 12 is speaking about another war in heaven, in our time, just before the Great Tribulation. History repeats itself. The devil will again try to overthrow God. But this time, the devil will try to exalt not only himself, but his son. The son of perdition. As a counterfeit son of God, as a counterfeit Christ. Revelation 13 verse 2. And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. Verse and the dragon gave him his power, and his seat, and great authority. Genesis 6 tells us that the fallen angels had sex with women and those women gave birth, to half-human and half-demons that we call the Nephilim. If the fallen angels under Satan had sex with women, do we really think that Satan himself did not engage in the same behavior? Daniel 2 verse 43 tells us that those creatures will be involved in the end-time world empire. And even as the Father has exalted his Son, the devil will allow his Son, the Son of Perdition, to exalt himself, thus the devil will be using his angel, the Son of Perdition, as his tool of deception and rebellion. In no way, shape or form does 2 Thessalonians 2 proclaim that a temple will be built on the Temple Mount. To enter heaven and fight and very briefly sit upon the seat of God, the Son of Perdition cannot be human. He has to be a fallen archangel which followed Lucifer in his rebellion. No humans can physically enter heaven. Only God and the angels can. In fact, the name Assad has been well known among occultists, witches and sorcerers in the Middle East for thousands of years. They recognize the name Assad as the name of an angel used in the invocational rites of Arabic conjurations. The fallen angels have been involved in Babylonian kingdoms for thousands of years. When we read in Daniel 11 about Antiochus Epiphanes, it makes no division or distinction between Antiochus, the king of Syria and Assad the end-time king of Syria. It speaks of him as if he is the one and same being. I believe he is the same being. In Daniel 8 verse 10 it describes Alexander the Great as fighting a war in heaven. So I believe that Alexander was the same fallen angel as Antiochus and Assad. In fact, Assad believes that Adam, Moses, Noah, Jesus, Muhammad and himself are all the one and same being reincarnated. Although we know that reincarnation is not real, his belief in one person being reincarnated in different time periods is based on the fact that he is the same fallen angel that manifested as Alexander, Antiochus, and Assad. All three names start with the letter A. He is proclaiming himself as the Alpha and Omega. Daniel 10 verse 13 speaks of an fallen angel as the Prince of Persia. In Daniel 10 verse 20 an fallen angel is the Prince of Greece. In Daniel 8 verse 15 and 16 we see that angels, good and bad, can appear to mankind in the form of a man and with the voice of men. Hebrews 13 verse 2 says, "Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unaware." So, again we see that angels can appear to look and act like mankind. We see very clearly that the book of Daniel identifies the princes of the Persian, Greek and Syrian kingdoms as fallen angels. This is very, very clear in Daniel. If you take the time to read these references, you will see that fallen angels are the kings of those empires. And that the same fallen angel of Antiochus Epiphanes is the same fallen angel that is the end-time son of perdition. It is very, very clear in Daniel 11. Isaiah 14 verse 13 speaks in a dual fashion about a fallen angel leader of Babylon and the devil. For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven, I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation, in the sides of the north. Ephesians 6 verse 12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. The beast of the son of perdition and the beast of the false prophet cannot be humans. For one thing, the word beast in the KJV of Book of Revelation always refers to governments and angels. It never refers to humans. Revelation 4 verse 7 to 9 beast are good angels. Greek word 22:26, zoon, meaning animal. Revelation 6 verse 3 to 5 beast are good angels. Revelation 11 verse 7 beast refers to the son of perdition. Greek word number 23:42, therion, meaning wild animal. Different Greek words for good and bad angels show that the fallen angels are wild and rebellious. Both Greek words mean animals, but the angels are not animals. But John saw them in the vision with animal symbolism. Revelation 13 verse 1-4 beast refers to the same son of perdition, fallen angel, and his Babylonian empires. Revelation 13 verse 11 beast refers to the false prophet with two horns, which represents two living popes of the Catholic Church, Benedict and Francis. 10 horns equals 10 beings. One horn equals one being. Two horns equals two beings. Both the son of perdition and both popes are fallen angels. The mystery of the seven or eight kings. Rev 17 verse 10 and 11. And there are seven kings. Five are fallen, and one is, and the other is not yet come, and when he cometh, he must continue a short space. And the beast that was, and is not, even he is the eighth, and is of the seven, and goeth into perdition. Daniel lists some of these kings. 1. King Nebuchadnezzar. 2. Cyrus of Persia. 3. Darius of Persia. 4. Alexander the Great of Greece. 5. Antiochus Epiphanes of Syria. The above five are fallen at the time of John's writing in the book of Revelation. 5. Are fallen. 6. Vespasian, Roman leader during destruction of the temple in 70 AD and Roman leader during time of John. And one is. 7. Constantine 1. Started the process of the Byzantine Empire, Eastern Roman Empire, of which led to the Ottoman Empire. 8. Bashar Assad. End time son of perdition, the same fallen angel as Antiochus Epiphanes. And the beast that was, and is not, even he is the eighth, and is of the seven, and goeth into perdition. He was Antiochus Epiphanes. He is not during the time of John's writing. He is the eighth main king. He is of the seven. He comes and goes from the abyss. He will be totally destroyed by the brightness of Jesus coming, cast into the lake of fire. Revelation 16 verse 13 is very revealing. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon, and out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. Unclean spirits are fallen angels. There are three of them dealing with the son of perdition and false prophet. Also very revealing is that the son of perdition and false prophet are cast into the lake of fire at the coming of Jesus Christ, and they are never heard from again. Anything that is thrown into the lake of fire is destroyed. No human is thrown into the lake of fire on the day of Jesus' arrival. But rather we see that the great white throne judgment occurs over 1,000 years later, at which time the wicked unrepentant humans will be cast into the lake of fire. So the son of perdition and false prophet are judged separately from humans. Revelation 19 verse 20. And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast, and them that worshipped his image. These both were cast alive into a lake of fire burning with brimstone. For more information about the lake of fire, the Great White Throne Judgment, see our article What Happens When You Die, The Truth About Heaven and Hell. The Fallen Angel of Apollyon. The devil and his fallen angels were worshipped in Greek mythology as Greek gods and goddesses. Under different names, those same fallen angels were worshipped in Babylonian, Roman and Egyptian mythology. One of the well-known names for the fallen angel of the son of perdition is Apollyon. Revelation 9 speaks about Apollyon. Revelation 9 verse 1 in the NASB says, "Then the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star from heaven which had fallen to the earth, and the key of the bottomless pit was given to him." Notice how that the New American Standard Bible says that the star had fallen, as in the past tense. His fall does not occur in Revelation 9. He had already fallen. This is saying that Apollyon is a fallen angel. See verse 11 for his name. Verse 11 also says that he is a king. So we see here a connection with the list of kings in Revelation 17 verse 10. He is the king that comes and goes from perdition, the abyss, or bottomless pit. He is the king of the metal locusts in Revelation 9. These are helicopters which are spraying chemical weapons which torment men 5 months. Assad is well known for his chemical weapons. Assad was often called Guardian Hunter in his military career, a name given to him after the Greek Orion, who was the archer in the heavens. Orion was also called Apollyon. Assad is Apollyon, the angel of the abyss. Apollyon, Alexander, Antiochus, and Assad are all the same. The restraining angel of 2 Thessalonians 2. 2 Thessalonians 2 verse 1 to 7, KJV. "Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering together unto him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Remember ye not, that, when I was yet with you, I told you these things. And now ye know what withholdeth that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work, only he who now letteth will let, until he be taken out of the way." NASB verse 7 says, "For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work, only he who now restrains will do so until he is taken out of the way." The Greek word for KJV letteth in verse 7 is Strong's Greek 2722, kataco, which means to hold back, detain, retain, restrain. That which hinders the Antichrist from making his appearance. Who or what is restraining slash holding back the son of perdition? Who holds things back in the Bible? Revelation 7 verse 1. "And after these things I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree." Daniel 10 verse 13. "But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 21 days, but, lo, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, and I remained there with the kings of Persia." In Daniel 10 verse 13, an fallen angel is restraining or holding back the good angel who was sent to answer Daniel's prayer. Revelation 9 verse 14 to 15. "Saying to the sixth angel which had the trumpet, loose the four angels which are bound in the great river Euphrates. And the four angels were loosed, which were prepared for an hour, and a day, and a month, and a year, for to slay the third part of men." Who was bounding the four angels in the river? The sixth angel was. God told the sixth angel to loose the other four angels. There is no reason to believe that which restrains is the Holy Spirit or the body of Christ, the Church. The Bible interprets itself, and according to the Bible, it is angels which loose and restrain, under God's orders. Therefore, what we see happening in 2 Thessalonians 2 is that there is an angel who is guarding the throne of God, a cherub. God commands the guardian cherub to walk away. He is removed from guarding the throne, thereby allowing Asad to momentarily sit in the seat of God in the temple of God in heaven. This takes place during the war in heaven in Revelation 12. Then Asad and the devil and the other fallen angels are all cast out of heaven and they fall to the earth with great wrath and usher in the great tribulation of 3.5 years. Daniel 12 verse 1, KJV. And at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince which standeth for the children of thy people, and there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation even to that same time, and at that time thy people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book. The Assyrian Aramaic word, what people call Hebrew, that is translated as stand up, is Strong's Aramaic word number 5975, Amid, which can have many meanings. The KJV translators have chosen to translate it as stand up. But we cannot deny that the word Amid can be translated into many different words, including to stand still, stop moving or doing, cease, leave, resist, restrain, let, desist, leave off. In the Holy Greek Septuagint, the Greek word here is Greek 450 anistemi, which can mean to leave a place, to go elsewhere. Got up from it is used in Matthew 9 verse 9, and he arose, Greek 450, and followed him, and Mark 7 verse 24, and from thence he arose, Greek 450, and went into the borders of Tyre and Sidon, in which cases you see it is used of leaving a location. Verses that detail what is going to happen in the future, as well as verses that determine doctrine, must coincide with another verse in another chapter and/or book of the Bible. We can never take only one verse to determine something. We always need another verse to confirm what it really means. To try to use 2 Thessalonians 2 verse 7 as a way of teaching that the church or the Holy Spirit is going to be removed from the earth before the great tribulation, is totally non-biblical and cannot be confirmed by any verse. Yet Daniel 12 verse 1 and 2 Thessalonians 2 verse 1 to 7 is in full agreement with each other that the restraining angel, Michael, is guarding the seat of God in the temple of God in heaven, and just before the tribulation, he will stand aside, cease to guard the seat, and allow the son of perdition to sit in the seat of God, proclaiming himself as God. Daniel 12 verse 1 should more correctly be translated, and at that time Michael the great prince shall step aside, depart, be taken out of the way, that stands over the children of thy people, and there shall be a time of tribulation, such tribulation as has not been from the time that there was a nation on the earth until that time. In due time thy people will be delivered, every one that is written in the book. The context of Daniel 12 verse 1 is that Michael is removed from protecting the saints from the son of perdition. It's the same context as 2 Thessalonians 2 verse 1 to 7. They are in agreement. On 2 Thessalonians 2 verse 7, the John MacArthur NASB Study Bible says taken out of the way. This refers not to spatial removal, therefore it could not be the rapture of the church. Please remember that MacArthur does believe in and teaches the pre-tribulation rapture. Yet he confesses that there is no way that this verse is referring to such. He continues, but rather a stepping aside. The ideal is out of the way, not gone. He acknowledges that it is a stepping aside by something other than the Holy Spirit, thereby allowing the son of perdition to sit in the temple of God. Red alert. Strong delusion revealed. Asad to appear in heaven, thereby deceiving the world. Matthew 24 verse 15. When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation, spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place, whoso readeth, let him understand. Jesus was not referring to those alive in 70 AD, as they would not be reading the book of Matthew. He was referring to us reading today. Stand should be translated as standing, as it is in most translations. We will see Asad in the holy place. Most people assume this is in a temple that is rebuilt on earth, but there is no scripture declaring a rebuilding of the temple. I had assumed the holy place was the Temple Mount. But the Jews that were listening to Jesus speak those words, would have understood the holy place as being inside the temple. It can also be translated the most holy place. It's referring to the temple of God in heaven. Not on the Temple Mount. 2 Thessalonians 2. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering together unto him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. Revealed is Greek 601, apokalypto. To uncover, lay open what has been veiled or covered up, disclose, make bare, to make known, make manifest, disclose what before was unknown. Antiochus Epiphanes had coins made with images of himself and the words Theos Epiphanes, which means God seen or God manifest. 2 Thessalonians 2 verse 4 Who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Showing in KJV and displaying in NASB is Strong's Concordance Greek number 584, apodeignimai. Show forth, to expose to view, exhibit, to show, to prove what kind of person anyone is, to prove by arguments, demonstrate. He could stand on the Temple Mount claiming to be God, but that would not be very effective. But by showing / displaying himself in the sky, in the seat of God, in the temple of God in heaven, that would be very effective. 2 Thessalonians 2 verse 5-7. Remember ye not, that, when I was yet with you, I told you these things. And now ye know what withholdeth that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let, until he be taken out of the way. Daniel 12 verse 1 Michael the Archangel is currently in May 2016 standing guard over the church as well as the throne of God in heaven. But he will be told by God to step aside to allow Assad to take the seat of God in the temple of God in heaven. At that time, the fifth seal will be opened and the martyrdom of the true church will begin in full force. See Revelation 12. 2 Thessalonians 2 verse 8 and 9. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Even him, whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders, Assad's coming from the sky is a false, lying, sign compared to Matthew 24 verse 30 and the sixth seal and true sign of Jesus' true coming. Assad comes from the sky with power. That's much more than just standing on the Temple Mount and also much more than siding in a temple on earth. Revelation 12 verse 3 says that Assad's war in heaven will be a sign that will appear in heaven. 2 Thessalonians 2 verse 10 and 11. And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie. Strong delusion in the Greek is plain energia, which means a deception by strong power. The strong delusion is that some people will actually be able to see Assad in heaven during the Middle Eastern war between NATO, USA and Assad. It will appear as if this war is the Battle of Armageddon and the coming of Christ. But it's actually the war of Revelation 12 where Satan and his angels including Assad wage war in heaven and then are thrown back down onto the earth and the Great Tribulation begins. 2 Thessalonians 2 verse 12. That they all might be damned who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. It's my personal experience that the greatest majority of people are very gullible to all forms of deception, while at the same time, refuse to accept any or much truth. The people are covered in wickedness. Jesus is going to turn the people over to the wickedness that they have embraced. The context of 2 Thessalonians 2 verse 1-12 is the same as Matthew 24 verse 1-31, the coming of false Christs and false prophets before Jesus actually comes. Compare 2 Thessalonians 2 verse 3 apostasy comes first with Matthew 24 verse 10 many will fall away. Compare 2 Thessalonians 2 verse 3 lawlessness with Matthew 24 verse 12 lawlessness. Notice the false prophets in Matthew 24 verse 11 and the false prophet of Revelation 13 that will stand beside Assad. Notice that Matthew 24 verse 5 to 24 is warning against the coming of false Christs and that we should not believe any strong deception. In Matthew 24 verse 24 Jesus warned us that there will be great signs and wonders. For there shall arise false Christs, and false prophets, and shall shew great signs and wonders, insomuch that, if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Jesus warned us that no matter how strong the delusion, to not believe that the Son of Perdition is the real God, because Jesus will not come until after all these things are fulfilled. When Daniel wrote about the abomination of desolation in the holy place in Daniel 8 verse 13, he was referring to an actual temple. 2 Thessalonians 2 verse 7 is also referring to an actual temple. But in the case of the end time abomination of desolation, it's not an earthly temple. It's the temple in heaven. The abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel and Matthew 24 verse 15 were already fulfilled, except for the one written in Daniel 12 which was not fulfilled in 70 AD. All of the already fulfilled abominations of desolations were prototypes and foreshadowings of the end time abomination of desolation. But this time, instead of being a statue in an earthly temple, it will be the fallen angel of the Son of Perdition in the heavenly temple of Theos in heaven, to deceive the majority of the world. When the temple stood on earth, no man could enter the Holy of Holies behind the veil except only the high priest, and even he could only enter once per year, on the Day of Atonement. Even then, he did so with fear and reverence. He could possibly die if not clean, reverent and obedient. In the time of the Maccabees, Antiochus entered the Holy of Holies, behind the veil in the temple, without being killed by the presence of God. Because God allowed it to happen. God stepped out of the temple to allow Antiochus to seize and defile the temple. Assad, the same fallen angel as Epiphanes, will enter the holy place Matthew 24 verse 15 each and every time that the temple was destroyed, God allowed it. Ephesians 6 verse 12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. History shows that Antiochus Epiphanes was forced by Rome to abandon his attempts at conquering Egypt and Rome. In his wrath against Rome and Egypt, he went against Jerusalem and committed the abomination of desolation of the Holy of Holies in the temple. Antiochus has come back in the form of Assad and he will execute his revenge against Rome and Egypt and finish the job. Revelation 17 verse 16-18. And the ten horns which thou sawest upon the beast, these shall hate the whore, and shall make her desolate and naked, and shall eat her flesh, and burn her with fire. For God hath put in their hearts to fulfill his will, and to agree, and give their kingdom unto the beast, until the words of God shall be fulfilled. And the woman which thou sawest is that great city, which reigneth over the kings of the earth. Pope Benedict and Pope Francis are both fallen angels, as well as Assad. Jesus has put it in their mind to destroy Rome and the Catholic Church and replace her with Islam. The Islamic State of Syria admits their goal of destroying Rome. ISIS will come totally under Assad's control after al-Baghdadi is killed by Russia/Assad. These and other scriptures are clear that Assad will be seen in the sky, in heaven, during the abomination of desolation. We need to prepare people for the great signs in the heavens and tell the people to not fall for the great deception. More proof that Assad will appear in heaven and be visible from earth and appear as if it's Jesus coming. 2 Thessalonians 2 verse 9, KJV. Even him, whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders. The Greek word for coming in this verse is Strong's Greek 3952, parousia. Meaning presence, a coming, an arrival, advent, especially of the second coming of Christ, technical term with reference to the visit of a king or some other official, a royal visit used in the East as a technical expression for the royal visit of a king, or emperor. The word is used 24 times in the New Testament. It is used 6 times referring to Paul, Titus and others coming in the authority of the kingdom as a representative of Christ. 1 Corinthians 16 verse 17. I am glad of the coming. Coming is the Greek word 3952. 2 Corinthians 7 verse 6. Nevertheless God, that comforteth those that are cast down, comforted us by the coming of Titus. Coming is the Greek word 3952. It is used one time to refer to the manifestation of Assad/Antichrist in the temple of God. The other 17 times, it refers to Jesus coming. So, for this Greek word to be mostly used for the second coming of Jesus Christ and means a royal presence or royal representation, in the context of 2 Thessalonians 2, it is now extremely clear that indeed, Assad will be seen in the temple of God in heaven. He will be seen from earth. It is used more in 1 and 2 Thessalonians than any other books of the New Testament, including 2 Thessalonians 2 verse 1. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming, Greek 3952, of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering together unto him. Even him, Assad, whose coming, Greek 3952, is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders. So Paul was very clearly comparing the true coming of Christ with the coming of Assad in the sky. The same Greek word is used 4 times in Matthew 24. Some people believe that the Antichrist will be seen or appear in the sky via an electronic device called Project Blue Beam, which is a projection of light or a laser. But it's important to understand that we are not wrestling against flesh and blood. Assad is not human, nor even Nephilim. He is not a hybrid, mix of human and fallen angel. But rather he is 100% fallen angel. He does not need any electronic device to pretend to be seen in heaven. Please, although you will be laughed at and mocked, it is extremely important and urgent that you warn your friends, those who believe in pre-trib rapture, and those who are lost and very gullible and confused. When they see Assad in heaven, they may not realize that it's Assad. The sky rolling back and someone appearing as God in heaven and descending to the earth during a major Middle Eastern war, will be very convincing for anyone and everyone who is not solid in Christ Jesus and the truth that Jesus does not come back until after the Great Tribulation. The only effective way to deceive the entire world. As stated earlier, a person could stand on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem and claim to be God. But that would not be effective. There are actually already many people all across the world that claim to be God or Jesus. And some of them have hundreds or even thousands of followers, but not millions or billions of followers. A man standing on the Temple Mount would only gain the support of a few hundred or thousands of people, perhaps even a million or so with miracles. But he would not gain the support of people of all different religions and atheists in every nation on earth. Revelation 13 verse 3. And I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast. Revelation 13 verse 7 and 8. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints, and to overcome them, and power was given him over all kindreds, and tongues, and nations. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. It's clear in the above verses that the vast majority of all mankind, of all nations, will worship the Antichrist. That's not possible if it's just a man standing on the Temple Mount. 2 Thessalonians 2 verse 11. And for this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie. The Greek word for strong in this verse is Strong's Greek word number 1753, energia. It means to be effective. It will not be a weak or ineffective delusion that gains the worship of only the followers of one religion or one nation, but rather the entire world. This is only possible via a person/man/angel/demon that manifests himself in the temple of God in heaven, in the sky, for the entire world to see him in a fake coming of Jesus. Also, Bashar Assad is the only president or prime minister in the world that has the ability to lead all religions and combine them into one world religion. He is a Muslim, yet he is a Jew, yet he believes in Christmas, Easter, Sunday, and the Trinity as the Roman Catholics and Western religions do. Yet he also believes in reincarnation as the Hindus and Buddhists do. He believes in the Yah names like the Jews and Hebrew roots people do. He published his own version of the Quran and sent it to all the main Muslim world leaders and universities. Therefore, once he appears in the sky as God and as the Mahdi, and then soon invades and occupies Israel, he will very quickly gain the worship of everyone who is against Israel, and especially of the Nazis, Muslims, communists and leftists. Those Christians who have been brainwashed into believing the theory of a pre-tribulation rapture will immediately worship the fallen angel, demon, of Assad when he appears in the sky. Even atheists will fall to their knees in worship at the strong delusion of seeing a God coming in the sky. Soon, Pope Francis and Pope Benedict will give their endorsements to Assad and stand beside of him, working great miracles, thus resulting in even more people believing and worshipping Assad and the popes as God. Confirmation, the Assyrian All-Seeing Eye. Last night, Jesus put it into my mind that the one All-Seeing Eye Antichrist symbol originated in ancient Assyria. So I looked it up, and sure enough, it sure did originate in Assyria. And ancient Assyria even had eye temples. Daniel 7 verse 8 and 20 relates eyes with the son of perdition, the Antichrist. This ancient Assyrian evil eye symbol proves that Bashar Assad, who is an eye doctor, is the Antichrist. The one all-seeing eye is a very well-known symbol of Freemasonry, the Catholic Church, Mormonism, Hinduism, also called the Third Eye, and the Antichrist. Many times, the one all-seeing eye is seen in the middle of a triangle which represents the Assyrian Trinity. Also, many times the eye is replaced in the triangle with the Assyrian letters of YHWH. This triangle, with either the one all-seeing eye or the YHWH, is in the sky between the sun and the moon. This connects everything together, the Assyrian Trinity, the Assyrian YHWH or YHVH letters, the Assyrian eye symbol, the Assyrian eye temples, all false religions and the fact that the Assyrian president Bashar Assad is the end-time Antichrist, sometimes called the third Antichrist who will appear in the sky. But fear not. The Almighty God is in control. These fallen angels, including the devil, only has what power that the Almighty gives them and allows them. The Alpha and Omega seen the end from the beginning. He knows what they are up to. His kingdom will never be conquered. Daniel 4 verse 34 And at the end of the days I Nebuchadnezzar lifted up mine eyes unto heaven, and mine understanding returned unto me, and I blessed the Most High, and I praised and honored him that liveth forever, whose dominion is an everlasting dominion, and his kingdom is from generation to generation. Daniel 7 verse 14 And there was given him dominion, and glory, and a kingdom, that all people, nations, and languages, should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion, which shall not pass away, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed. If you disagree with this, I simply ask you to please sincerely consider all the evidence I have presented in fasting and prayer. The specific purpose of why Satan created the pre-tribulation rapture doctrine is so that when Assad appears in heaven, in the sky, that billions of people who have been programmed to believe the lie, will worship Assad as God at the fake coming of Christ in a fake Armageddon. When the sky splits open, billions of people will believe it's Jesus coming back, the rapture, and will run out into the streets worshiping the demon of Assad. That is a salvation issue. So, stop believing the lie. Read 2 Thessalonians 2 over and over and over and over again until you believe what the scriptures say rather than the traditional doctrines of mankind. Objection. There is no way that God would allow the devil or the son of perdition or any fallen angel to sit on his throne. That is blasphemous. Answer. I agree that it is a blasphemous thing for the fallen angels to do. But that doesn't mean that it will not happen. It was blasphemous that people did spit in Jesus' face, slapped him, flogged him. But he did let it happen. Yet that was God on earth. It did not show any weakness in God. Those evil things had to be allowed in order to fulfill all things. John 19 verse 11. Jesus answered, Thou couldst have no power at all against me, except it were given thee from above. Therefore he that delivered me unto thee hath the greater sin. Just as God allowed Pilate to crucify God dwelling in the flesh, God will also allow the son of perdition, as the fake Christ, to just momentarily, just for a brief few seconds, to sit on God's seat in heaven, to fulfill scripture and expose just how evil the devil and his angels really are. When the restraining angel is removed in 2 Thessalonians 2 verse 7 and 8, the son of perdition will be allowed to briefly sit in the seat. And notice in verse 4 the word opposeth. In order to exalt himself, he must also oppose, be an adversary, in other words, he exalts himself in his opposition / war in heaven. Ezekiel 7 verse 20-22 says that God turned his face away from Israel and the temple on earth during the Babylonian invasion to allow the Gentiles to pollute that earthly temple. In the same way, he will also turn his face away momentarily to allow the son of perdition to sit in the temple of God in heaven, only for a brief moment before God and his archangels will cast Satan and his angels out of heaven. Objection. The Bible says the son of perdition, Antichrist, will be on earth. Answer. Yes, the Bible describes the son of perdition ruling all nations on the earth. He is on earth now. But the Bible never says that he will sit in a temple on earth. The Bible actually describes him waging war in heaven and exalting himself in heaven. Daniel 8 verse 9 and 10, Revelation 12 verse 7, Ezekiel 28. When the war in heaven occurs and he briefly sits in the heavenly temple, he will be cast back down to the earth as described in the Bible. Objection. The son of perdition and Satan are the same being. Answer. That is impossible. It is impossible for the son of perdition to be Satan. In Revelation 13 verse 2 we read that the dragon, Satan, gave authority to the beast, the son of perdition. They are two different beings. Also we see in Revelation 19 verse 20 that the son of perdition, the beast, is thrown into the lake of fire at the coming of Jesus the Christ, and never heard from again. Yet the devil, Satan, is cast into the bottomless pit in Revelation 20 verse 1 and 2, to be released after the first 1,000 years. The lake of fire and the bottomless pit are two different places. The devil and the son of perdition are separated into these two different locations. They cannot be the same beings. They are both fallen angels. The son of perdition is one of the angels that followed Lucifer at his fall before Adam and Eve. Objection. The temple of God is the true follower, the body of Christ, the spiritual church. He said he would not dwell in a temple made with human hands and that we are the temple of God. Therefore the temple must be the church. Answer. This reasoning does not fit the scriptures of the son of perdition sitting in the temple of God. The son of perdition cannot sit in the true body of Christ. That is impossible. Yes, the spiritual temple of God is the called out ones, the ecclesia, the bride of Christ. Although the Bible does speak of the physical body of the individual Christian as the temple of God, it never collectively calls the ecclesia, the church, a temple. The son of perdition cannot be part of such a spiritual body of true believers, nor can he sit in the physical body of a true believer. There is no way it can be referring to him sitting in the true body of Christ. This is a physical temple, not made with human hands, Hebrews 8 verse 1 and 2 Hebrews 9 verse 1-12, which is in heaven. We see that it has many physical temple furniture, the Ark of the Covenant, an altar, etc. These are real things. Not just spiritual. But they are in heaven. Revelation 13 verse 6. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God, to blaspheme his name, and his tabernacle, and them that dwell in heaven. You have been listening to The Strong Delusion Revealed, by I Saw the Light Ministries. Copyright 2018. I Saw the Light Ministries. Please feel free to download and share with family and friends. But do not edit. Please check out more articles, audio and video at isawthelightministries.com.